Where do you have Clemson as compared to, say, LSU? Clemson's 3 in the CFP.
Yeah, I mean, I think right now, I think Clemson is the team that's going to win it all. I think Ohio State would be favored against them, but I think Clemson will win the game. The same way that, you know, last year I knew Alabama was going to be favored over Clemson, but I thought Clemson had a really good shot to win that game. I said that repeatedly. I think Clemson would beat any of these teams, but Ohio State would be favored on neutral field. LSU a few points behind both of them, maybe like 3.5, 4 points behind them.
Speaking of Ohio State, John, what do you make of the matchup this weekend? A couple of 19s are popping up on the board. You guys are at 18.5. Where do you expect this number to end up?
I wouldn't be surprised if it went up, to tell you the truth. You know, Penn State was kind of lucky to win at all on Saturday against Indiana. They kind of escaped that game against the Hoosiers. Ohio State has been just thrashing everybody they play. We had money come in right away on Ohio State minus 18, bumped us to 18.5. Some 19s are popping up on the screen. Really no reason to think this number won't go up.
The other Big Ten team, and this is just a small game in the Big Ten, but I'm still amazed that Nebraska is now up to a 5.5-point favorite. I get how bad Maryland is, but Nebraska has one cover this year. They haven't covered a Big Ten game yet, and yet market's still comfortable laying points with them on the road. What do you expect here?
I don't think anyone, not one person's even bet Maryland here yet. Every one of our bets is on Nebraska. So I know what you're saying, and Nebraska's lousy, but Maryland is so bad. Nobody is looking to bet on the Terrapins at all. I don't think Maryland will have any fans there. If anything, it'll be more Nebraska fans. Those people travel great. There's just nothing to like about this Maryland team, Johnny.
What about Michigan, Indiana? You guys, first to market, opened up 7, now sitting at about 9. Where's your number? Where do you expect this to end up? Because the Hoosiers this year have been a very competitive team, and against Michigan, they've just kind of been a thorn in their side for a while.
Yeah, and in theory, it's a tough spot for Michigan, right? It's a classic look-ahead game. They've got the Ohio State game next Saturday. That's the biggest game of the year. Of course, we all know that. So a very sharp group laid 8.5 points with Michigan, bumped us to 9.5. We had a guy come in here a few hours ago. He put $8,000 down on Michigan minus 9.5. We're at Michigan 10 right now. So right now, all Wolverines money here at the Superbook. It's like we're going to need Indiana in this spot, but it is a tough spot to back Michigan, though. This is a game you got to think they're looking down the line to the Buckeyes. But, you know, really since that second-half rally against Penn State about a month ago, Michigan's been playing some really good football.
Yep. One more from the Big Ten from me. How does Minnesota handle the Dream Crusher coming off of that? Taking on Northwestern, Minnesota opened up 7, now all the way up to 13.5 against a Northwestern team that couldn't cover a paltry 40 points against UMass last week.
Yeah, 7 might have been a little light just because Northwestern is so down this season, but we've got the game at Minnesota minus 13.5, and all the bets are on the Golden Gophers. We've got like a 12-1 ticket count on Minnesota. It's a tough spot in my mind to back Minnesota, so I see where that opening number came from. You know, we saw this with Notre Dame a few weeks ago, after they lost to, I think it was, Michigan. Mm-hmm. They had no chance of making the college football playoff, and it was a real flat spot that Saturday against Virginia Tech. They almost lost that game as a 17-point favorite. I think it's kind of a similar scenario for Minnesota this week. Hard for them to get up for this game after they lost to Iowa last week, and any chance they had to get into the college football playoff went out the window.
Well, even in that Virginia game, too, John, you're referencing with Notre Dame. I believe they had 2 fumble returns for touchdowns, and they were extremely lackluster.
Well, no, that was against UVA. I'm talking about the Virginia Tech game.
Oh, you're right. Okay.
But Notre Dame was lucky to win that game, too, John. I mean, that was a game. Virginia Tech had every opportunity to win that game outright.
That was the Georgia loss I was thinking of right after that.
Mm-hmm. Our bettors all jazzed up, John Murray, to play the Thursday night football game, Colts, Texans, laying 3.5.
Define jazzed up. I think it'll be a good handle game. We had a guy came in yesterday, but 20,000 on the Texans minus 3.5. We went to Texans 4. A lot of money on both sides. Actually, there's a few more tickets on the Colts here at our book, but that's because we've been dealing a little bit of a higher number on the Colts out of respect to that player that bet Houston.